All right, you can take your Bibles, go to Psalm 119. And I'm going to be covering some verses that use a particular phrase. But before I mention what that phrase is, I want to remind you of something maybe you've heard before that says, where there's a will, there's a what? A way, right? Where there's a will, there's a way. Well, that originated as an English proverb that means if you have a strong desire and a determination to do something, you will find a method to accomplish it, even if you face obstacles. It encourages perseverance, suggesting that motivation and commitment are key to overcoming challenges and achieving one's goals. The phrase originated in the 1600s and has been used to inspire people to work hard, stay at it, and creatively find solutions to difficult problems. Ever found yourself in a situation like that? Nice to be reminded, isn't it? Where there's a will, there's a what? A way. That's right. We're in the business, and you know, we're kind of the lower partner, but we're in the business of God Almighty, who is working in the realm of the impossible. So, that just gives us so much freedom. And so what I wanted to share on tonight, we'll be looking in Psalm 119, is something I've called the power of I will. And it's used a number of times in Psalm 119. It's used 20 times in 176 verses. I don't know if we're going to get to all those here tonight, but I think we're going to start in Psalm 119. And, you know, isn't it something when you read God's word, how certain phrases, things stand up out to you? They sure do to me. And this is probably one that I've seen many times. But as I read Psalm 119, which I seem to be drawn to frequently, it's just so refreshing. And it says, blessed are the undefiled in the way, verse 1, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with a whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. Then verse 7. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart. Does that sound like a positive confession to you?
Yes.
Does that sound like an exercise of someone's free will to make a choice?
Yes.
It absolutely does to me. When I have learned thy righteous judgments, verse 8, I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. You know, a person's will, what is it? You know, it's exercising our rights to choose with a fixed intent or a purpose, to have that determination to follow a course of action. And I just thought it was so positive with David writing these things, saying, I will praise thee. I will keep thy statutes. And then we go on, verse 15. Let's start in 14. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all what? Riches. Whoa. He was a pretty wealthy individual. Verse 15. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Man, are those powerful realities? I will praise you. I will meditate. I will delight. I will not forget the word. It's exercising your right, your ability to put into action your ability to choose. You know, we've heard it said many times, one of the greatest things God ever gave mankind was free will, right? But we have the right to choose. We have the capability of conscious choice to be able to give it our consent and to have a willingness to follow through. Remember, where there's a will, there's a way. But we're not done yet. We got a few more here to look at. But in 16, it's used twice. Now we go on to verse 32. Starting with verse 30. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments. In 45. 44, so shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I, that kind of changes it, I will lift up thy to thy commandments, which I have loved, and what? I will meditate in thy statutes. Over and over and over again, you see this confession coming forward from David's heart, like the proof positive that he is making a decision and he's giving his consent to do these things that he's talking about. It's just so beautiful. Let's go down to verse 69. And remember, it's talking about the power of I will, the power of a person's will. Verse 69, what does that say? The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. I mean, this is so personalized. Their heart is fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. And then verse 71, latter part, I might learn thy statutes. Go to 78. Let the proud be ashamed, for they deal perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts. Verse 93. I love 90. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thy ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts. But in verse 95, it says, the wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. We haven't covered them all, but this is used 20 times, this particular phrase. And it was just kind of cool to be able to see that David took that kind of stand in this place and in other places throughout the Book of Psalms, where he just made that conscious decision by his free will to say, I will. Recently, we've heard a phrase mentioned from Isaiah where it says, here am I, send me. Maybe you've heard that recently. Maybe another thing we could say is, I will do it. I will believe what God says about me in light of who Christ has made me to be. I mean, you can make your own confession about things that you're willing to put your heart and mind into. But I think Joshua chapter 24 is a good place really to wrap this up here tonight. One of the greatest confessions and statements that's been made. You've read it before. Because, you know, we have to ask this question, what will we choose? What will we choose to do? In verse 15, it says, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." What a great choice. And we're faced with choices all day long. From the time we get up to the time we go to bed, and sometimes we can't sleep because all these things are just rumbling around in our brain cells. But we can consciously make declarations and statements that are in alignment with the scriptures. I mean, I think you see David making some perfect, giving some perfect examples of that. But I thought this was just beautiful when people were faced with a choice where the end result was, we will serve the Lord. Or to even personalize it maybe a little more, I will serve the Lord. And I will use the liberty that I've been given by God to serve others. There's so many blessings that we have received, but it's going to take our free will choice. It's going to take the power of I will to really move us forward to take the type of action that even Vicki was testifying to here a moment ago. At some point in time, in her heart, in her mind, she made a choice. I am going to get involved in this situation. And sometimes you don't know until you're in the situation. She could have easily backed away, said, I'm sorry. Gosh, I wish there was something I could do. But no, she took a positive route. She made that choice to really reach out with the loving arms of Christ and do those things which God put in her heart at that point in time to do. We're all in those situations over and over and over again. I mean, I have a testimony too, but I'm going to hold on to it. I know we all do. And these are things that are done to inspire each other because they testify of God's goodness, God's greatness, the ability of God to just work mightily in life situations. So it's a joy again to be together. I'm going to take a couple people off and mute here. We can hear from God by way of these miraculous manifestations of the Spirit, which we never have been taught. I mean, we didn't learn the language of speaking in tongues. It's a God-given ability, and it's a beautiful thing. So love you guys, and thanks for joining us here tonight.